Thank you, Doug, for giving us the reading of the scripture there. And I'd like to encourage everyone to keep an open Bible this evening as we prepare to engage in our lesson this afternoon titled Some Spiritual ABCs for 2024. Before we do begin, I'd like to take a moment to welcome those who are visiting with us. We do have visitors among us. We're delighted that you've chosen to come our way, and we hope that you will be encouraged and that you'll return during each and every opportunity that you may have. As we begin a new year, and as many are considering some resolutions for the new year, I'd like to take a few moments this afternoon to encourage us to consider some spiritual ABCs that we all would do well to make proper application of in 2024. And I want to start with the need for us all to seek to add to our faith. As Doug just so ably read for us a few moments ago there from 2 Peter chapter 1, we see where Peter encourages fruitful growth in the faith. And picking back up there in verse number 5 of 2 Peter chapter 1, notice what Peter said. He said, add to your faith what? Virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. Now notice why it's important that we all seek to add to our faith. Notice that with me there in verse number 8. When Peter says, for if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be mindful of those inspired words of Peter. And may we all strive to add to our faith in 2024. But I also suggest to us the need to be diligent to present ourselves approved unto God. Reading from the New King James Version in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 15, Paul instructed Timothy to be diligent to present yourself approved to God. A worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Simply put, my beloved brethren, we all need to give diligence to stand approved by God. And may we all strive to do that in 2024. May each and every one of us give diligence to stand approved by God. May we all be a worker for the Lord, and may we all seek to rightly divide the word of truth. But we also need to be a people who care for one another. You see, we learned there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 25, where the Apostle Paul said there should be no schism, simply put, no division in the body. But themselves should have the same care for one another. Did you notice what Paul instructed Christians to do there? He instructs Christians to have the same care for one another. And may we all strive to do that in 2024. May we all strive to be one who has the same care for one another. That means when one of us suffer, we all need to suffer with the one that is suffering. When one is honored, then we all should be happy for that one. We need to have the same care for one another. But we also need to be a people who are doing our part in the work. You see, it's important that we all recognize that there's work that needs to be done and there's things that we all can do. We learn there in Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse number 16, that when every part does its share, it causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Remember that. And be one who recognizes the need to do your part. And may we all strive to do our part in this local work in 2024. But I also suggest the need for each and every one of us to endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You see, that's exactly what Paul told Timothy that he must do there in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 3. And we need to be mindful of the fact that there are going to be trials and tribulations that are going to come along the way. And when those trials and tribulations, the afflictions of life come upon the way in 2024, be mindful of the need to endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. But we also need to be mindful of the need to forgive one another. You see, we learn of the need to do this in Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse number 32. And notice the Apostle Paul's instruction to Christians there in Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse number 32. Paul said, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted. Now watch it. Forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. I want you to think about that for a moment. I want you to think about what Paul instructed here in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. He instructed one to forgive one another. How? Even as God in Christ forgave you. You see, the biggest motivation for having a receptive heart to forgive one another is the reality that God in Christ forgave you. We need to be mindful of that, don't we? And we need to be a people who forgive one another. But I also suggest to us that we all need to strive to be a people who grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Christ, Jesus Christ, in 2024. You see, Peter instructs Christians to continue growing in both the favor and knowledge of the Lord there in 2 Peter chapter 3 and in verse number 18. And there Peter says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Be mindful of that instruction of the Apostle Peter. And may each and every one of us strive to grow both in favor and in knowledge in the Lord our Savior Jesus Christ in 2024. But I also suggest the need for each and every one of us to honor thy father and thy mother. You see, sadly, there are many today who have absolutely no respect for their father and their mother. But we need to be mindful of the need to honor, that is, to respect both our father and our mother. And we learn about the need to do that there in Ephesians chapter 6. And in verse number 2. And there in Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse number 2. Paul said, honor your father and mother. Why, Paul? He says, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Think about that. And be mindful of the need to honor your parents. Honor both your mom and your dad in 2024 and at all times. And this instruction's not only for children, but this instruction's also for those of us who are old and those of us who have parents who are old. We need to be mindful to always honor our parents. But we also need to increase and abound in love to one another and to all. There in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and in verse 12. We see where that was the Apostle Paul's desire for the church in Thessalonica. And there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and in verse number 12. Paul says, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you. Think about that. You see, as a whole, we do good here at Belleville and showing our love to one another and to others. But we can always do better, can't we? We can always do better. And we need to do better. So may we all strive in 2024 to increase and abound in love to one another and to all. And may we always be mindful of the need to judge with righteous judgment. This instruction was given from Jesus himself, as we learn there in John chapter 7 and in verse number 24. And there Jesus said, do not judge according to appearance, but judge, how, Jesus? With righteous judgment. You see, simply put, what Jesus was saying was he was saying, don't judge by outward appearance, but judge according to facts and truth. And we need to be mindful of that. You see, there's going to be times where we're going to have to make judgment calls. And when those times come, we need to be mindful of the need to judge with righteous judgment. And always remember, judging with righteous judgment demands a righteous standard, which is the word of truth, and a righteous motive. And may we all always strive to judge with righteous judgment. But may we all likewise strive to always keep the commandments of the Lord. What did Jesus say there in John chapter 14, verse number 15? What did he say? If you love me, you will what? Keep my commandments. Think about that. You see, here the Lord encourages ongoing obedience to him. Jesus says, if you love me, you're going to obey me. You're going to keep my commandments. And as he's encouraging this ongoing obedience, I want you to notice what the motivating factor in that is. What is that? Love for him. Love for the Lord. And if we truly love the Lord, we're going to do what he says, aren't we? We're not just going to do some of what he says. We're not just going to do those things that he says that are easy for us to do, but we're going to do all that he says. We're going to keep the Lord's commandments. And may we all strive to do just that in 2024. But may we all always strive to love the Lord thy God with thy all. Notice there in Mark chapter 12 and in verse number 30. Here in Mark chapter 12, in the context here, Jesus was asked a question. He was asked what that great commandment in the law was. And notice how Jesus replied to that question that he was asked here in verse number 30 of Mark chapter 12. There Jesus said, and you shall love the Lord your God. How? With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Remember that. May each and every one of us strive to always wholeheartedly love the Lord with our all. With all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And may we not only strive to do this in 2024, but may we likewise strive to do this each and every day of our lives. Another suggestion for us that we all would do well to do in 2024 is to mind our own business. You see there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 11, we see that Paul exhorts the brethren to aspire to do just that. And we need to be mindful of the need to mind our own business in 2024. You see, many problems today are sparked by those who are sticking their nose in where it don't belong. And we need to be cautious about that. We need to be reminded of the need, as Christians, we're instructed to mind our own business. And always remember something. If somebody wants you to know something about them or about what's going on, guess what they're going to do? They're going to tell you about it, aren't they? They're going to let you know. They're going to share that with you. They're going to tell you. And we need to be mindful of that. And instead of prying around and sticking our nose in where it don't belong, may we all strive to mind our own business in 2024. And may we never grow weary in doing good in 2024. We learn about the need to do this there in Galatians chapter 6 and in verse number 9. And there in Galatians chapter 6 and in verse number 9, Paul says, let us not grow weary while doing good. Why, Paul? Well, notice the rest of that. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Remember that, brethren. Remember that. Make proper application of that. Never grow weary in doing good. Don't lose courage. Don't become faint of heart. Don't become burned out in doing good and serving the Lord. And may we all always be mindful of the need to never grow weary in doing good. But we also need to be mindful of the need to obey God rather than men. You see, we live in a time where men are making rules and laws that are contrary to the Word of God. And we need to be mindful as we go through 2024 and the rest of our lives of the need to always remember to obey God rather than men. We learn about the need to do that there in Acts chapter 5 and in verse number 29. And as good Bible students, you're mindful of the Sanhedrin instructing the apostles to quit preaching Jesus. Remember that? And what was their reply to them? We ought to obey God rather than men. We need to be mindful of that. As we recognize that God's way must always, and I repeat, God's way must always take precedence over man's way. And may we remember that and always obey God rather than man. But we also need to be mindful of the need to pray without ceasing. That was exactly what the Apostle Paul instructed for us to do there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 17. And be simply put, what Paul is saying there is, he was saying to be continual in prayer. Be continual in it. And brethren, we need to be mindful of the need to be continual in prayer. We need to pray always, don't we? We always need to be mindful of the need to pray, knowing that that is how we communicate with our Father in heaven, realizing the power that is in prayer. As we learn there in James chapter 5 and in verse number 16, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Remember that and strive to pray without ceasing in 2024. But I also suggest to us the need to quench not the Spirit. We learn about this instruction there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 19. Shortly after Paul said to pray without ceasing, he goes on to instruct, quench not the Spirit. It's important to note that that word quench there means to extinguish. And there are a variety of ways in which one could quench the Spirit. It can be done by misrepresenting the truth of God's Word. It can be done by rejecting or resisting the gospel. But anyway, Paul says, quench not the Spirit. And we need to be mindful of that and not to do that in 2024. But we also need to be mindful of the need to be ready to give a defense for the hope that is within us with meekness and fear. That's exactly what Peter instructs Christians to do in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. Has anyone ever asked you that? Has anyone ever come up to you and asked you the reason for the hope that is within you? Have they? When they did, were you prepared to give them an answer? Were you? You see, we need to always be prepared to give a defense for the hope that is within us. And we need to do so in the proper manner. Peter says, do so in a gentle and respectful manner, with meekness and fear. But we also need to be one who always seeks first the kingdom of God. That is the instruction that Jesus gave there in Matthew chapter 6 and in verse number 33. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I want you to notice what Jesus said there. He said, seek ye first, not second, not third, not fourth, but first. Simply put, God always needs to be number one in our lives. We need to put first things first. And may we strive to do just that in 2024. We also need to be teaching others in 2024. You see, there are many who are in need of hearing and learning the gospel of Christ. And we learn there in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse number 24 that a servant of the Lord must be able to teach. We need to be teaching others what we know about the gospel of Christ. We need to be sharing with them the message of Jesus Christ, knowing that there are many who are in need of hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Therefore, may we all seek to teach others about the gospel of Jesus Christ in 2024. But we also need to be a people who understand the Lord's will. You see, we need to recognize the fact that God has a will, and His will can and must be understood. There in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 17, the Apostle Paul said, "Do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." We need to be doing that. We need to be studying God's Word to rightly divide His Word so that we may know His will, so that we may understand His will, and so that we may make proper application of that in our lives. And may we all strive to do just that in 2024. But I also suggest to us the need to visit our brethren in 2024. You see, we have many, especially many in this local congregation who can't get out, who are shut in. We have many who enjoy visits when they can't get out and are shut in. And we need to strive to be a people who take some time to visit our brethren and to see how they're doing in 2024. When I think about that, I think about what Paul said to Barnabas there in Acts chapter 15 and in verse number 36. And there Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord." Why? Well, notice, "and see how they are doing." You ever do that? You ever just stop by to visit with some of your brethren just to see how they're doing? If not, why not? And I encourage us all to do that in 2024. Let's visit our brethren in 2024. And let's check in on those who are shut in, those who can't get out. And let's stop in to visit with them, to encourage them, and see how they are doing. But I also encourage us to walk worthy of the Lord in 2024. That was Paul's prayer and desire for the saints in Colossae, as we see there in Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. And Paul made it clear to the saints in Colossae that he didn't stop ceasing to pray for them, for them to walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work. You see, may we all strive to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord, and may each and every one of us seek to be a benefit in the Lord's service in 2024 by walking worthy of the Lord. But I also suggest for us the need to exercise ourselves toward godliness in 2024. There in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse number 7, Paul told Timothy to reject profane and old wise fables and to exercise thyself toward godliness. Think about that instruction that Paul gave Timothy. Be mindful of the need to make proper application of that in your life today. And be mindful of the need to not waste your time and energy on things of no value, just as Paul instructed Timothy to reject profane and old wives' fables, those things that are of no value. Don't waste your time and energy on those things, but rather exert your time and energy upon the things that will profit one spiritually, both now and in that which is to come. Exercise thyself toward godliness in 2024. But I also suggest to us the need not to yield to temptation in 2024. You see, we must not give into the temptation to sin. And we need to be mindful of the words of James found recorded there in James chapter 1 and verse number 12. And there James said, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." Remember that, brethren. When temptation comes upon you in 2024, don't give in to that temptation. Don't give in to it. But rather, look for the way of escape from it. As we learned there in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 13. And be mindful of the fact that blessed is the man who endures temptation. But last but certainly not least, I encourage each of us to be zealous for good works in 2024. We learn there in Titus chapter 2 and in verse number 14, the fact that Jesus gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people. Now watch it. Zealous for good works. Think about that. Christ gave himself for us. Us who are Christians, he gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people. And how does he expect us to be? Zealous for good works. Remember that and be enthusiastic about letting your light so shine and be eager to seek to bear fruit and to bring glory to God in 2024. My beloved brethren and friends, may we all strive to make the proper application of these spiritual ABCs that we have discussed here this afternoon. For by doing so, it will help us all have a happy new year. Maybe there's one here this afternoon who has not yet submitted himself in obedience to the Lord and his will. We plead with you to do that this very hour. For if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, you can repent of your sins, you can confess Jesus Christ, and you can be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins this very hour. And you can become a child of God right now. And you too can have that hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Titus chapter 1 and in verse 2. And may we all always remember, as we talked about briefly a few moments ago, the need to keep on keeping on. The need to not grow weary in doing good. The need to continue to remain faithful unto death. For as Jesus promised in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Maybe there's one here this afternoon who has not been faithful. Maybe you've strayed from that straight, narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent of your sins, confess them to God, ask him for his forgiveness. And as we stand to sing the song that Bruce has announced, if anyone is in need of responding to God's invitation, won't you let that need be made known now while we stand and sing.